This letter was written to Jennifer Gray Charnot by Z. Charnot on May the 5th, 1994, and I titled it Trusting the Untrustworthy. None of us are only human. Dear Jennifer, when you hear me express concern over what could be implied by the possession of some tool or some supply by someone who may not be able to apply it to the kind of purposes for which it was obtained, you may fear that I lack a sense of fairness. You may fear that at some point just such a thought may be directed towards you. Are you unable to allow me to combine my processing of subjects and issues with you? Do you need me to be some paragon of perfect judgment? We have begun to allow some part of our relationship to be based upon what we must obscure from one another. I am uncomfortable right now, as I think you are. I notice comments that are akin to A.D.'s statement about me being only human. It is not that I am not human. It is only that observing that as a set of limits is to put attention upon what we need to withhold our attention from. Neither you, nor he, nor I are only human. As I look inside, I find I have trusted and hoped where there was no trustworthiness and much hopelessness. However, I have always felt that it is better to have trusted many who were untrustworthy rather than to have failed to trust one who was trustworthy. Now I find that working axiom is not really operational. There is a cost, a consequential cost, to trusting the untrustworthy. If what we produce is essential to life, if what we produce upholds and supports life, it must be a support of its evolution, not its survival. We cannot uphold a policy of protection where we need a policy of refuge. Protection sustains a component of fear and someone or something against which protection is required. Refuge is a matter of providing circuits, relationships, networks, or webs of transformation, nutrition, assimilation, and elimination. The ecology must be to enhance, to progress, to evolve life, to yield system gains. The ecology must not be the preserving, the conserving, the pampering, and avoidance of challenge or confrontation to those who want to define some perfect state to be sustained. One never trusts another to already have attained some total and final wisdom or knowledge. The trust is in the openness to the acquisition of greater wisdom, greater knowledge. It has been a guiding principle deep within that survival is not the goal of human life or any other life, but only in the past few days have I come to be able to see some of the implications, even the largest implications. We may want to preserve some functional configuration long enough to use its function, but then let adaptation to current conditions or anticipated conditions preempt the configuration and be superseded. Nothing of what you or I have been right up to this moment in the letter, writing, or reading, needs to be defended, nor does it need to be attacked. We need to simply scan, with the best powers of observation and measurement, what we have been, what we have done, etc., and assimilate any refinements implied, any revisions required, any redesigns or re-engineering of what we are and what we are becoming. It goes on, but I am yawning. Good morning, my lover, my companion, my co-creator, my friend, Z.